From the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, Paul is instructing the Corinthian church to grow up in the Lord, to spiritually develop. The Corinthian church was enamored with the gifts of the Spirit instead of the fruit of the Spirit. The Corinthian church boasted of speaking in tongues. The Corinthian church was proud about their service in the Lord, their sacrifice to others. The Corinthian church was filled with church prophecy, singers, and choirs. The Corinthian church had all the trappings of a quote-unquote church, but did not produce the fruit of the Spirit. And as a result, they were not led by the Spirit, but instead were led by the appetites and dictates of the flesh. In fact, being called a Corinthian in that day is known for a person of indulgence, is known for a person that is led by the appetites of the sinful nature, producing the works of the flesh and not the fruit of the Spirit. The Corinthian church was known for its fornication. The Corinthian church was known for its incest. The Corinthian church was known for its pride and boasting, jealousies, resentments, and drama. And so it is today in many churches. They are caught up with the trappings of the church, caught up in fanfare, notoriety, and fame, caught up in the gifts of the Spirit and not the fruit of the Spirit, choirs, speaking in tongues, headlines, and the works of the flesh. Paul, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, is admonishing the Corinthian church then, and the same scripture is admonishing others today to grow up and not be spiritual infants and teenagers in the Lord. Some individuals today in the church are not growing. They have the same resentments they had years ago. They have the same offenses, easily offended for years gone by. Still have drama in their life. Still have secret affairs going on in their life. But on the outside, boasting in their gifts, singing, speaking in tongues, prophesying, preaching and teaching, doing all these things on the outside, that individuals may be impressed and think that they are a spiritual giant, when on the inside, they are spiritually stunted and a babe in Christ. It is time for individuals today in the church to grow up and to move into the realm of maturity, such as forgiveness towards others, such as praying for your enemies, such as loving your neighbor as you love yourself, such as no more gossip in the church, such as believing the Lord and taking him at his word, knowing more about the Lord, knowing more about his grace and his mercy, his loving kindness and forgiveness, such as spending time with the Lord, moving towards a relationship with the Lord, and being led by the Spirit. It is time for individuals in the church to grow up. And this scripture admonishes all of us to take a look at our spiritual growth, and for us to move from spiritual babes, spiritual teenagers, to spiritual adults in the church, making spiritually adult decisions and not causing conflict or procrastinating as spiritual children and spiritual teenagers are known to do. This scripture can also be applied by teaching us that there is a developmental stage in our life. We move from children, boys playing with toy soldiers, girls playing with dolls, growing up and learning about priorities, learning about purpose, work and family, and the meaning of life. If individuals are led by the Spirit of God, then they will develop, they will grow, they will move from glory to glory, from spiritual babes, spiritual teenagers, and spiritual adults. Scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 also teaches the spiritual principle of growth, as stated in verse 18 of 2 Peter chapter 3, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.